That's so true. I'm not the same because of him. Made all the new changes. So this is what we're going to kind of bring about a little stir this afternoon. This may not be something we might want to hear, but I think I best give it to the Lord. I've been wrestling. Most of the ministers have preached what was already written down in my heart. So I'm going to give you what God gave me recently since I've been here. And it's just a continuation of Sister Mary on bad attitudes. I'm going to give you this afternoon on attitude. Attitude. I'm going to leave you that with you. We've had so many good messages during this meeting. And it seemed like this is just kind of stuck in my heart, attitudes. But most of the thing is how do I respond? To how do I respond? Attitude, the longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, and than failures, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skills. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me, 90% of how I react to it, and so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. Amen. Am I right? Yeah. All right, y'all talk to me. Yeah. I am in charge of my attitude. Help us, Lord. We can go through, but how do I respond when I go through? Thought about many things that I've gone through, so I'm telling you, sometimes I just didn't pass the test. But I just want to give you a little short thing today. How do we respond? Or how did you respond? We can choose how someone will affect us. We can make that choice in the matter. So Job, we're going to deal with Job. We're going to start out with him first. Like I said, we're not going to hold you very long. We're going to deal with Job. And when we get through reading what Job said, just a few scriptures, just very few, because, you know, we've had a long meeting. But I just want to kind of, you know, sometimes our little pure minds need to be kind of stirred up a little bit. Don't take it personal today. I'm asking you to do that. Don't take it personal. Don't do that. I'm just giving you what God gave me. Just a little continuation. Sister Mary said, what would Jesus do? That's what we had the other day. So what would Jesus do? But mine is, how do we respond to whatever circumstances we're going through? This is what Job had. We're going to talk about Job. I'm just going to read. I'm at Job 1. It's where I'm reading at 20 to 22. As the sister said, I'm not the same. You know, when Jesus comes on the scene, I'm just not the same. I'm going to have the right attitudes. Then Job arose, and he rent his mantle, and he shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job had, as we say, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. That's the attitude that he had. Can we have a spirit of gratitude? Psalms 34:1 said, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually to be in my mouth. So Job had an attitude of praise. The word of God says, in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. All right, here's my next example. The next example is Joseph. Okay, we're going over in Genesis 50. We're not going to hold you long. We just want you to be encouraged. I thought about the song we sung, God's way is best. I will not murmur, though the end I may not see. That's a good place to be in. I don't care what we're going through. Don't murmur. God's way is best. I will not murmur. Although I can't see it, although I don't understand it, God's way is best. I will not murmur. That's a good place to be in, saints and friends. Is when we're going through whatever we're going through, we're not murmuring. We want to have the attitude of praise. Just like Job said, we know we understand Job lost everything he had. Can you praise the Lord? He lost his children. You know, that's pretty hard, isn't it? He lost all his children. How do we feel? We lost our children. Praise the Lord. Job had an attitude of praise. Let's see what Job did. Let's see what Joseph did. I'm over in Genesis 50, 19 through 21. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place, am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good, to bring the past as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones.
Yes.
And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them.
Yes, he did.
Joseph had an attitude of forgiveness and kindness, kind words. That's what Joseph, his attitude was. We're in charge of our attitudes. Maybe this is not a way to end the meeting. We had some hallelujah times a while ago, but the Lord just kind of want to bring about a stare. How do we respond when things are going on around us? Joseph, we heard about Joseph this morning. Romans 8:28 says, but we know, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that are called according to his purpose. All things. Can we say that?
Praise the Lord.
Say all things.
All things.
Joseph had an attitude of forgiveness.
Yes, indeed.
An attitude of kind words. Kindness. We all knew the things that Joseph went through. I mean, he just went through some things. Like I said, we just think about it. He had that attitude of forgiveness. You're not going to have an attitude of forgiveness. So how to speak kind words. That attitude of kindness. You'd be surprised at what kindness will do. There was a little boy. There was a little boy who this person asked him what kindness was. And he said, it's when you put the jelly between the peanut butter sandwich. You know, when you put the jelly in there and the peanut butter, you make the sandwich. That's what somebody asked this little boy. He said, well, when you put the little jelly in there, that's what kindness meant to him.
Mm.
Jelly is what?
Jelly.
What is jelly?
Sweet.
It's sweet.
Mm. Right.
All right. We're going over here to Stephen. Well, we're in Acts 7, 54 and 60. 54 through 60. I'm at Acts 7, 54 through 60. I said 54, Stephen was put to death. When they had heard these things, they were cut to their heart. And they snatched on him with their teeth. But he being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and he saw the glory of God. And Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing, glory, hallelujah, Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen had an attitude of love for his enemies. He had an attitude of love for his enemies. And it says here, Matthew 5:44 says, but I say unto you, you have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecuted you. It said that's what he did. He kneeled down and he cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He had an attitude to love for his enemies. We see forgiveness there too. They stoned him. Sometimes we get stoned pretty good, you know. But how is our attitude when we're stoned? That's what he said. He had an attitude of love for his enemies. Okay, we're going to talk about Jesus. Jesus last. I'm going to let y'all go home and get some rest. Just something to bring about just a little stir. Let's have the right attitudes. Let's go through with the right attitudes. It's not so much as going through. It's just how we went through or how we go through. You know, we need to have some good attitudes. I thank the Lord how he helps me from time to time. He's working on me, saints. When I be going through things, I said, Lord, you're still working on me. So thank you. Thank you. You took taking the time to still work on me. Let me see where I'm at. Luke 23 is where I'm at. 23:32-34. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors were on the right hand, and the other on the left. And then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Jesus had an attitude of prayer. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Sometimes we say, well, they do know what they're doing. But Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus had an attitude of prayer. We want to keep an attitude of prayer. We want to keep an attitude of praise. We want to keep an attitude of forgiveness and kind words. We want to keep an attitude of love for our enemies. And we want to keep an attitude of prayer. God is wanting us to be mature Christians. I want to encourage you today to go through, but with the right attitude. How do we respond? You know, when sometimes you're going through some things and this is it. This is all I have. This is all he gave me. When I got up the other morning and started writing, and this was it. This is all he gave me to give you. How do you respond when you're going through what you're going through? You know, I had a little grandson to stay with me sometime. You know, I had to keep him a time or two. when my daughter was going through what she was going through. And I tell you, that was a lot of times I didn't pass the test. That little boy was something else. And I get to school late. I had to pick him up. He done got kicked off the bus. And I had to pick him up. I had to take him to school in the morning. I'm like this. My schedule for me, this is my schedule. This might not be y'all's schedule. But my schedule is to stay in my room till noon. I stay in my room, me and the Lord, in my room till noon in the morning. And that way, but when he come on board, I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and get him ready and take him to school. And if it was a day that I would get there late, he thought, Grandmama, you late. I thought to myself, Rayshawn, you ought to be thankful. You're the one got kicked off the bus. But there were some times, I'm confessing. No, I didn't have the right attitude. But the Lord helped me to get to that place where I could have the right attitude. See? So that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us all to grow up. Be men and women in the Lord. Have the right attitudes. He'll help us. If we'll confess just where we are. Be honest with just where we are. Don't try to overlook it. Don't try to walk, just kind of sweep it under the rug. Oh, and my grandson told me this one time. And he says, you know, I don't mind telling him. He said, Grandma, you just mean. I said, no, Rayshawn. Grandma is just firm. I said, but I'll tell you what you do. Let's see who's mean. Let me see if you mean or I'm mean. Let's see which one is mean. I said, I want you to go get the dictionary and look up the word mean. He went and he read it. I said, it sounds like you to me. But I just love my grandchildren. I love them. But sometimes we have to be firm. I think the brother mentioned that to us yesterday. Sometimes we just have to be firm. They may not understand us being firm. They do consider us mean. But I'm firm. But I find with him, you know, he was off the bus, kicked off the bus and everything. Then I have to pick him up. And then he said, well, Grandma, are you late? I'm just a few minutes late. That lets me know he's not thankful. We're in a time that children are ungrateful. They're not thankful. So we need to be thankful. But I'm just saying today, I just want to encourage you, go through whatever you have to go through. But go through with the right attitude. What, as we had the other day, just to continue with you, Sister Mary, just what would Jesus do? What would he have done? We was faithful. We had all the examples this morning. We know what Jesus done. We know what Stephen done this afternoon, rather. We know what Job did. We know what Joseph did. All the little examples that we had today. So I want to say to y'all, work on it. We, you know, God is still working on us. Yeah. So work on it. It's not me. It's them. No. Sometimes we need to look inside of us. Yeah. I do sometimes when sometimes if I may have just a little kind of, you know, especially me sometimes, especially if I'm really tired. I confess. Sometimes when I'm really tired, I'm irritable. And then I begin to go somewhere and pray, Lord, I don't like being like this. So just take it away. Cover me by your blood and just take it all away, Lord. Forgive me here. I don't like being like this. And then I recognize that's where I'm at because I'm really tired and I tend to get irritable. I go out there and I got my little errands to run and people are driving real slow. I said, speed it up. You know what I'm saying? I want to get where I'm going, you know. But I have to confess just where I'm at. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Who that said, be true to yourself? I don't know who that was. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. So, as I say, just want to encourage you to go through, but go through with the right attitude. Mm-hmm. All right? If you feel like you can't go through, sometimes I get a lot of calls from different ones and for counseling sessions and different things like this, and I tell them, go somewhere in a quiet place and read your Bible. And God will help you through with whatever you're going through. Just get your Bible, get your word, and read it, and he'll get you through. So I just want to just to be a little something. Pray for me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.